Hello, I'm Cam Robertson, and today I'm interviewing my mother. Mom, would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, my name's Angie.
All right, cool. Today is November 24, 2018. We're in our dining room in Ashburn, Virginia. All right, to start off, Mom, could you tell me where you grew up and what your childhood was like?
I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, in a suburb just outside of Nashville. And my childhood was maybe a little bit vanilla. We didn't travel much. We traveled a little bit, but not much. Played in our big yard. I remember not having a lot of TV. We really didn't have that very much. So I remember having to use my imagination a lot. And a different day, I was a librarian or a spy or a stockbroker. We just always played. And then around junior high, I got into music a lot. I had learned to play the piano, and then I joined the marching band, and we were a very competitive marching band. And so I spent the second half of my childhood almost solely devoted to music.
You said vanilla. That it was uneventful. Is that what you mean by that?
It was pretty uneventful. Our home was a little bit tumultuous. I had a sister who had a lot of needs, and so my parents kind of spent a lot of time working with her. And so me and my brother kind of did our own thing, which suited me because it left me to my imagination and to my creative thoughts, and I had a lot of time to process how I wanted to.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. It's very interesting. How much you had to use your imagination compared to play on electronics or whatever. Right. Yeah, it's not imagination based, but it's good. So you had a sister, and then did you have any other siblings?
I have my brother, and we were all adopted, but they shared the same mother, so they were half siblings. So I took great pleasure in telling everyone that I was not related to them. Which is very convenient when you're adopted. You can do that. You can't do that.
Oh, yeah. So your brother was adopted?
We all were.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how's your sister impacted your life, I guess? Or and your brother? How's that?
My sister more than my brother. My sister and I were 15 months apart, and we got her when I was 3 years old and she was 2 years old, so she wasn't. We didn't get her as a baby. As a nurse, looking back, I think she probably was a fetal alcohol syndrome baby. So that means that the frontal lobe of her brain didn't fully develop. So when you get angry and you want to hit someone, typically, hopefully, you stop and say, wait a minute, I shouldn't hit them. She did not have the mechanism in her brain where she stopped that final checks and balances, where it stopped her. So every impulse she would do. I remember one day I was lying on the floor in our family room looking at a book or something, and she came in with a garden hoe and just hit me as hard as she could on the head with a garden hoe. And I don't even know to this day, I don't even know what she was upset about. I don't know if she knew what she was upset about. So it was a little bit difficult. We shared a bedroom, and that was challenging. She wet the bed her whole life. And but it taught me a lot about mental health. It taught me a lot about patience. I feel like as a nurse, my capacity to understand my patients is much greater because of the time I spent with my sister. And there are patterns to mental health, and I started to learn them as a child.
Has that played into parenting at all?
Yeah, you guys are total mental health cases.
right.
Just kidding. You start to look at, and I think we've talked about before, assigning developmental age. And when someone's angry or upset, you're not your actual physical age. You revert down, not you personally, but every person reverts down to a younger age. And so you have to adjust your communication strategy according to where a person is in that moment.
Yeah, that's good.
And so definitely I've used that with parenting. I've had more patience as a parent, because of her and because of the struggles that I saw my parents have with her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed that I don't have those same struggles with you guys, and constantly reminded that I have three healthy children who don't have special needs, and my heart goes out to the struggles that parents of special needs children have. It's really hard, and I'm thankful not to be in that boat.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. How has your father impacted your life?
You know, it good and bad. Mm-hmm. Some good things about my dad were he can be very spontaneous, and like I remember when I was 13 and Jaws the Revenge came out, and one day he came home from work and I said, "Dad, I want you to take me to see Jaws the Revenge today." Never in a million years did I think that he would say yes, but he said sure, and we went and saw that movie in the afternoon, and I just felt so lucky. I didn't think that he would even consider taking me. That being said, he was a very angry man. Mm-hmm. And I think probably a lot of it had to do with my sister. My dad, mm-hmm. as an only child from older parents, was arguably inequipped to care for her. And I think he probably was prideful as well, and she was embarrassing to him. Mm-hmm. She was very loud in inappropriate times, mm-hmm. at inappropriate times. And so he really struggled, and so my memories of him are very, when I say we have a tumultuous home, that's what it was. In my mind, which is, you know, imperfect, my memory is not perfect, no one's is, he yelled at us almost all the time from the time he came home from work to the time he went to bed. Mm-hmm. And he was just angry all the time. And I, as a feeler, I struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
He's much better now in his older age, but it was really hard. I remember just wanting to move away as soon as I could. Yeah.
Did you ever try to be a mini parent, I guess? I'll call it that, a mini parent in your house?
I think I probably raised my brother to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. And I think he would probably agree. We were very close. We never fought. I remember one fight ever. And I remember it because it was the one fight we ever had. Mm-hmm. So we just looked after each other. So it was probably very hard on him. He was 6 years younger than me. He is 6 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I left for college, I left him, I abandoned him to that home. And I left the state. So that was probably challenging for him.
Hmm. Do you think, you would compare that behavior of like raising your brother, I guess, with my with Abby? Do you think the dynamic between Abby and I is all similar to you and your brother?
Well, it's very different because there was such a big age difference.
Yeah.
You guys are more That's peers, true. Or at least it appears to me, mm-hmm. that you guys, when you like each other, are kind of friends, and mm-hmm. when you don't, you just whatever, get mm-hmm. along. I mean, you just work it out.
Yeah.
I was so much older than my brother Joseph that I really more parented him. Like, I remember changing his diapers. I remember giving him a
bath. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Giving him bottles.
More serious.
Mm-hmm. And then I drove him around. Once I turned 16, I took him to his practices and things like that in the place of my parents.
So you had all kinds of responsibilities.
I did, but I didn't mind because it got me away from the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that kind of brings me to my next question. Were you always allowed to do what you wanted to?
Yes. I don't remember my parents telling me no until my senior year of high school. And I think my dad started to realize I was going to move away. And all of a sudden I had a curfew and I couldn't go out on the weekends.
Oh.
And I remember thinking at the time, and I think now, that he was starting to realize that time was gone. And that I was going to leave, mm-hmm. and he was struggling with that. But I also just typically made good decisions. I didn't get in trouble.
Right.
I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. I didn't even use bad language. So they didn't have a reason. I just didn't give them an excuse to tell me no.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a morning person, so I didn't typically want to stay out late.
Oh, yeah.
I was really old, uh-huh. even when I was a kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I've been that way.
Yeah.
That's funny. How about the... the jobs you had as a teen. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Really only one. I worked at Opryland, which was kind of like a Six Flags. Now it would be small, but back then it was groundbreaking. But there just weren't theme parks like that. And I was the manager of the Wabash Cannonball roller coaster, which back then roller coasters weren't automated. So like now, I mean, I don't know what the operator pushes, but it's a button. The coaster goes out, it comes in, the harnesses automatically lock. Back then, none of that was automatic. So like, if I didn't push the brake at the right time, the coaster would slide right through the station and everybody would get a second ride. Every so often when I really liked my riders, I would let that happen just to get a second ride. The seats didn't automatically lock, so we had to go by and push the pedals down on the side by the floor, and if we missed one, somebody could very well go out without a seatbelt on, which is really scary. Harness thing. So I loved it. I loved the excitement of that job.
Yeah.
And I loved the challenge of running my crew. I was responsible for making sure everybody got their breaks on time and everybody got paid. It was a really good little tiny management position.
Yeah. Wow, you had a lot more responsibilities than I have right now. Yeah.
In some ways, but then if you look at your scouting, you have very similar responsibilities, just in a different form.
Yeah, that's true.
And younger than I was. I was 18 when I got that job.
That's true. Yeah. What did you spend the money on from your job?
Could not tell you. I spent every penny. Like, I don't even remember. I remember waiting in line for my paycheck, but I don't remember depositing the checks or spending the money. I'm sure I bought clothes.
I guess it's just money.
And gas.
In and out. Oh, clothes and gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. How'd you learn to be financially responsible?
Dave Ramsey. And your dad. When I got married, I had just turned 21. And had no idea that there's a differential between when you start your career and where my dad was in his career, that there was a pay difference. Like, you start at lower pay. I didn't know that. And we didn't have a written budget. And so I would just buy what I thought we should have, which would stress your dad out to no end because he was not making what my dad was making. Well, finally we got on a program called Dave Ramsey. And he taught us to budget. I don't have any problem living on a budget. I hate buying something and not knowing if somebody's going to be upset with me that I bought it.
Oh, yeah.
It was very liberating to have a written budget and to live by it. I still love that to this day. So he really, Dave Ramsey and his program really enabled us to take control of our financial future.
What did you want to be when you grew up? Like when you were, say, my age, maybe earlier.
When I was in
beginning, let's say, begin with like when you were 10 years old, what did you want to be?
When I was 10, I was just coming off of wanting to be an elementary school teacher because I liked chalkboards, which has not changed. I'm a whiteboard fanatic. And I really, 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 really wanted to work on the New York Stock Exchange. The noise, the chaos, the pace. Not so different from what I eventually chose, which was an ER nurse. The pace is about the same, probably, the chaos.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to do that. And then as I got deep into music for a long time, I thought I would be a band director. So that was kind of my two things. Didn't end up doing either one of those, but that's how it goes.
Yeah, and that when the band director thing changed?
When I got to college, you know, I told you I had come from a very competitive marching band. We practiced 3 hours a day after school every day. We would have a game on Fridays and a contest on Saturdays. And we would just almost be perfect. We really worked so hard. When I got to college, the band marched 3 different shows over the course of a season. They were lackadaisical. There was no competitive aspect. And I hated it. So I quit. I couldn't make myself do it. In retrospect, I'm glad that I'm not a band director, but at the time I was pretty devastated.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have been great.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. One of your many responsibilities. Yeah, that's really, really interesting. Yeah. Let me see. Remind me. Then after you left, it was a school. You went into what degree, or not music, but what was it after that? That was
I ended up my first bachelor's in social science, I was doing public relations at Harding University mm-hmm. when I met and married your dad, and he was an officer in the Marine Corps, and so we got stationed elsewhere. So I put my last year and a half of education on hold mm-hmm. To go be married to him.
Yeah. What do you think you're going to do with public...
Public relations? I wanted to work for an airline. Oh, yeah. I was enamored with the idea, this is going to sound so bad, mm-hmm. of a plane crash and being the one to talk to the news outlets and being the one to do the press releases.
Oh, yeah.
Or when there was a traumatic event, I wanted mm-hmm. to be the one to do the communicating.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can imagine that. Yeah. Things change. Yeah. That's cool. How did marriage and having kids impact your life, or how has it impacted your life so far?
Oh, it's...
I know that's broad.
Broad, and it's all-encompassing. Mm-hmm. Like, I got married young. Mm-hmm. Had you guys young and succinctly. I think you were born almost a year to the, maybe 13 months after we got married. And then your next two siblings came in the next 3 years, I guess.
Wow.
So it put my career on hold. That and moving around with the military.
Right.
No matter what they say, it's hard to work as a military spouse. Yeah. But now I'm enjoying having a career, and a lot of the people that are my age are now having to take time off of their career to have babies, and mm-hmm. I'm kind of past that point in my life, and so I'm really thankful for the timing, because my hard part is done.
Yeah.
Not that you guys were hard, but it would be much harder, I think, to start a career, start to climb in it, and then take time off. And there's no way I could have worked when you were babies. I just didn't have it in me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be with you guys. So it worked out really well.
Thanks for doing that.
Especially since everything that's happened.
Mm-hmm. All right. How has moving around with the military been for you?
Oh, I love it. I mm-hmm. wish we could do it forever. I think having a traditional retirement will be challenging. I'm mm-hmm. going to want to move. But to that point, you know, people always thank service members and their wives for their service. And I always felt guilty hearing thank you for your service. But I will say career is a sacrifice that I think most military wives make. It's really mm-hmm. hard to work. I only know a couple who have managed to continuously work throughout that process.
Yeah. Yeah. Done a great job with that.
Thanks.
Yeah. 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 So you like you like moving around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What gets you the most about moving around?
I think I just like change. It's probably the same reason I was drawn to the stock exchange or the emergency room. Mm-hmm. I like meeting new people. I like being in new communities. I like new cultures, sights and sounds and smells and tastes. I like knowing people all over the world. And I think I like not being fenced in most of all.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. So you like what's new and that's good. Being refreshed, I see that. Yeah, that's cool. What are future desires? What are some of your future desires?
Oh, that's so hard. 'Cause they're so varied and some of them contradict each other. Mm-hmm. So I'm a walking contradiction. I'm currently an administrator of a home health care. I could see growing in that role. I could see teaching in a college.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I could see being an administrator in a hospital system. But I could also see moving overseas, living in Scotland or Spain, running a B&B, maybe teaching some online classes, and enjoying our golden years.
Yeah.
So it's both. I think I could be happy in a lot of different situations. Mm-hmm. I don't have a real clear cut. It's more accomplishments. I'm working on my doctorate. I want to finish my doctorate. There is a certification for nurse executives. I'll be eligible for it in August. I want to do that. I think I want to continue to better myself and to continue to be challenged with new places and new people.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting. That's all the questions that I have now. Thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome.
Yeah, any other comments, I guess?
No. Anything? I'll be curious to see what your future plans end up being.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Cool.